It's good to be here with you today.
今天大家好，高兴跟今天跟大家在一起。
This is my first time doing this on Zoom, so it'll be exciting for me.
所以这是我第一次在 Zoom 连线的方式跟来讲到，所以还蛮兴奋的。
Yeah, so today the message is going to be on the whole Old Testament.
所以今天我们的信息呢是要讲关于整一个旧约。
They didn't tell you this ahead of time, but we're going to be in Zoom for the next 50 hours.
我们可能没有事先通知大家，因为今天的主题很大，我们今天估计要在这个 Zoom 上面要花上50个小时来一起讨论。
I hope you prepare for this.
希望大家有准备好。
But before we start, I want to talk about something else together.
那当然，在我开始之前，我想先跟大家聊一些另外一些事情。
I want to talk about stories.
我想讲一讲了故事。
Do you like stories?
我想问大家喜欢故事吗？
What are some of the stories that you like?
还有就是你会喜欢哪一些故事？
Here are some popular ones.
当然这里有一些是很受欢迎的这些故事。
This is The Matrix. From my generation, it was a very big movie.
所以在我这一代里面，这个黑客帝国是一个很有名的电影。
Also something else like The Lord of the Rings。
当然还有就是像《魔戒》这部电影，
或者是or if you are younger, Harry Potter。
那当然了，哈利波特是吧？可能更年轻的更年轻一代更喜欢。
Or some time ago, I don't remember the name of this one. It's Frozen. Frozen.
Yeah. 这个当然比较近的，当时中文是《冰雪奇缘》这部电影。
冰雪奇缘。
Yeah.
And this is a cute Pixar movie called Up.
这部当然也是很可爱一部电影，就是《飞屋环游记》。
Wow. And there's some classic modern American ones like The Simpsons.
那这个辛普森家族，这是一个非常经典的美国的一个动画系列。
And you can also see Naruto cosplay in there.
你也看到，就是应该是Naruto 应该是火影忍者。
Yeah. There's also fairy tale. Some of the young kids, I don't know if they still like this, but I think some of them still really like this manga.
Yeah, 可能更年轻的小朋友们也可能会喜欢这部中文好像叫做《妖精的尾巴》。
And this the ponies.
Pony, 我都不知道中文名。
没有关系。Yeah, and there's some even more classical ones from ancient Greece.
当然，从这个当希腊里面有一些更加经典一点、更古典的一些故事。
Yeah.I only borrowed this picture because it says Odyssey on there.
当然，因为这个车的名字叫做奥德赛哦，所以我们就用了这幅图画。
Yeah, and this is I think it's the Iliad, the other epic from Homer.
Yeah, 这个是荷马的伊利亚特。
Yeah, and there are some Middle English ones called Beowulf.
可能是中世纪时代的应该是叫做hang on. 好像是贝奥武夫 ,OK.
There's some pictures from Beowulf.
也就是这个贝奥武夫里面的一些图画啊。
And there are some modern classics like stories by Faulkner.
那当然了有一些更现代一点的这些经典的文学像福克纳的作品。
Yeah. And there are also some national societal narratives.
当然了还有一些就是说是讲到一些国家的社会的这些故事。
People say that America is the land of the free, the home of the brave.
那当然这也很经典的一句就是说美国是一个自由之地也是勇者之乡。
Or there are some stories that people tell themselves that marry and will live happily ever after.
那当然有一些故事也是讲到了，就是说啊，两个人结婚，从此以后就很幸福，很幸福的生活下去了。
This is the kind of ways of thinking that we have. So on the opposite end, it's, I won't be happy until I find the one.
那当然了，就是另外一个角度，当时说是，除非我找到了我的另一半，否则我是不会幸福的。
And there are some other stories today that people think that everyone's opinion is equally right, except the opinion that there is an opinion more right than other ones.
那当然还有，有很多人今天会讲这样一句话，就是每个人的意见都是同等正确的，除了一个意见，就是有一种意见比其他意见更正确。
Yeah. So why do we want to talk about narratives?
那当然了，为什么我们要讨论这个故事呢？对。
I have three reasons.
我有三个原因。
The first is superficially because they entertain us, they make us happy, they make us forget about our troubles.
那当然就是第一点，就是从表面看是吧，这些故事都很有娱乐性，它让我们感觉到比较快乐，有时候让我们也要忘记了我们的烦恼。
And but if you go a little bit deeper, they make us reflect on our own lives and allow us to experience things we do not usually have access to and we can experience without real consequences.
那如果稍微更深一点的话呢，当然这些故事让我们可以反思一下自己的生命，让我们呢可以去经历一些通常我们是无法接触到的事物，而且呢不会产生什么真正的后果。
Yeah. And this takes us to a deeper point, and it's that all our experiences actually have a narrative quality.
那当然了，这个呢第三点是说会我们带到一个更深的一个层次，就是我们所有的经历其实都有一种就是叙述性的这样的品质。
We experience things in terms of narratives. Experience itself requires a narrative structure.
那我们其实很多时候是以这个叙述性的方式来体验事物的，所以呢，这个体验本身是需要一种叙述性的结构。
We make sense of the world in terms of stories.
我们是通过故事来理解这个世界的。
And our expectations, our desires, our emotions are formed by stories.
那我们的期望，我们的欲望和我们的情感其实都是在这个故事的基础上所形成的。
So it's important to get your story straight.
所以真的对我们来说很重要，就是我们必须要把我们的故事得讲得很清楚。
And for Christians, our most important story is the historical narrative of Israel.
那当然对于我们基督徒来说，我们最重要的故事就是这个以色列的它的历史。
And this story had a strange and incomplete ending all by itself.
那当然这个故事本身有一个非常奇怪而且不完整的结局。
But this is then completed by Jesus Christ, the true end of the story.
对，那但是这个故事的真正的结局呢，是我们的耶稣基督来完成的。
And this end of the story is also the beginning of our own stories.
那这个故事的结局呢，也成为了我们本身每个人的故事的开始。
Today we are talking about the Old Testament.
那今天我们要讨论的是旧约。
And that's the setup and the foundation of the story that Jesus continues to this day.
那是呢，其实是就是是耶稣基督在今天还在延续的故事的一个开始和基础。
Yeah. And there are many ways to do this in one sermon.
那当然在一篇讲道里面要做到这一个呢，其实有很多种方法。
This is how I'm going to approach it.
那今天我会这样尝试来讨论这个话题。
I'm going to lay out three major progressive and intersecting narrative themes in the Old Testament.
那我今天呢会尝试再阐述一下旧约全书里面三个主要的进展，还有他们的交叉的故事的主题。
And along the way, making some applications for our own lives and reflections.
然后在这个过程中我们就可以为自己的这个生命做一些思考还有一些应用。
Specifically, I'll focus on about six passages.
那具体来说呢，我会集中讨论了六个段落。
And these passages will introduce the larger development of the important themes throughout the Old Testament.
那这些段落还有这经文呢，主要是介绍了整个旧约中主要的主题的这个重大的发展。
I don't think it's necessary to say, but we won't cover every single detail in the Old Testament.
当然可能也不太需要特别说，是吧？这不可能覆盖到旧约全书里面的每一个细节。
What I want to do is focus on some major storylines.
那但是我想尝试做的就是要关注在一些主要的这个故事的情节。
And the contours, the topographies, the trajectories, rather than the details.
还有故事的轮廓啊，可能大致的地形啊，轨迹啊，那我们不会特别去讲很多的细节。
So we have three main narrative themes in the slide.
所以在今天我们的主题里面，我们会涉及到讲到会三个主要的这些叙述的主题。
So I'll just read the three and then I'll show you the Chinese as well. The loving character of the sovereign God is number one, and the persistent serpent rebellion of the chosen people, and the future coming of the suffering king.
所以这三大的主题呢，是首先是我们的至高无上的神的慈爱的品格，第二个呢是上帝的选民的他们这个持续的悖逆，第三位就是我们的受难的王的到来。
And we'll start with reading from Genesis 1 verses 1 to 2.
那我们首先会先开始读一下创世纪的一章二节还有九到十节。
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
This is the first glimpse of our sovereign God.
这是我们所以看到的我们的至高无上的神的可能可以看到他的 一面。
We see that he's not a God of war, but a God of eternal peace.
我们看到这不是一位引发战争的神，这是一位平安的神。
Well, familiar with the story, so I want to focus on a specific detail in verse 9 and 10.
那当我们对这故事都非常熟悉，所以呢，我们就说重点关注一下第九到第十节的里面的这些经文。
It reads, And God said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth.And the waters that were gathered together, he called seas. And God saw that it was good.
第九节，神说，天下的水要聚在一起，使旱地露出来，事就这样成了。十节，神称旱地为地，称水的聚处为海，神看的是好的。
So we see that God made land emerge out of the waters.
所以我们看到神呢，让这个陆地呢，露出了水面。
And this actually happens two more times in the Bible, to mark two major events in early biblical history.
那其实呢，类似的事情在圣经上又发生了两次，是用来纪念早期圣经史上的两件大事。
And it's the flood and the crossing of the Red Sea.
第一个是这个大洪水，第二个是穿越红海。
Why do I say this?
那为什么我会这样说呢？
Because in the details of the story, the phrase the subsiding of the water revealing the land is explicitly used.
那因为在故事里面这个细节里面其实呢是说特别提到了是说神让水呢退去，让水分开然后让这个陆地显露出来。
So in the flood story, it echoes the creation story.
所以在洪水这个故事里面，其实这是回应了这个造天地海的这个故事。
And in the crossing of the Red Sea, it echoes both the flood story and the creation story.
那在穿越红海这个故事里面呢，它其实是回应了这个创造创世的故事，还有就是洪水的故事。
And because of that, people think of the crossing of the Red Sea, the Exodus story, as a kind of new creation.
所以为什么就很有人会认为呢？这个穿越红海的故事其实是一个是一个新的这个创造的创世的故事。
So, and in the slides, there are two things that the Red Sea should remind us. It's God's promise to use Abraham to save the whole world, and God's fulfillment of that promise by making Israel a nation and bringing them out of out of Egypt.
所以在红海的故事里面有两点可以提醒我们，一个是神的应许，因为他是要用亚伯拉罕来拯救全世界；第二点是说神成就了一个应许，使以色列成为一国，而且带他们领他们出了埃及。
And this basically is what God told Moses. So Moses can tell the rest of the Israelites that that's what God was doing when they take them out of Egypt.
Yeah, 这个基本上就是神告诉了这个摩西要做事情，而摩西又再次告诉了全部以色列人，就是当神带领他们出埃及的时候。
So this becomes a pattern of Exodus.
所以这个就成为了这个出埃及记的整个出埃及记的这个一个模式。
And this pattern itself echoes throughout the rest of the Old Testament.
这个模式呢，其实呢也是在整个旧约里面都一直有着回应。
When Israel failed, they keep looking back to these events.
那当以色列人他们失败的时候，他们一直到回顾这一件这个事情。
And this forms the structure of many prophetic books, such as Hosea or Isaiah.
那就是说这个呢也是很多的这个旧约的书里面呢，很多都是遵循的这个模式的。
And for example, in Isaiah 63, when they were in exile,
那当以赛亚书的63节，当他们正在被流放的时候
，They started doing what seems like baptism.
那他们开始做的事情就是说，看起来有点像是受洗。
And they do that to say that they want God to do the Exodus, the crossing the Red Sea again.
所以他们那样做的原因是说，他希望神可以让他们再次展现这个让他们穿越红海的这个神迹，就出埃及的时候的神迹。
And this is why in the New Testament, when baptism is referred to,
那这就为什么说在新约里面，我们有时候提到我们提到受洗的话，就会会提到什么事情？
呀，会提到这个So Paul would refer to Exodus.
所以呢，保罗提到受洗的时候，他就会提到这个出埃及记。
And Peter would refer to the flood.
那彼得呢，就会说把受洗呢，就会提到呢是这个洪水。
That's because both of these events refer to the original creation story.
因为这两件事情其实呢都指向了这个神最初的这个创造的故事。
Yeah. So this is our first point. It is the character of the sovereign God.
所以呢这就是我们今天讲的第一点，就是这个全能神的品格。
And I have just some simple applications for you. And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, 我为大家准备了一些比较简单的这些应用。
Trust God for His creational and redemptional care.
这我们要相信神的这个创造还有救赎。
If you're an adult, trust that God will provide for your needs, and you can make choices that honor God.
那如果你是一位成年人的话，那要相信神会给你所需要的供应，而且你要做那一切是尊敬神的这个选择。
If you are a teenager or if you are even younger, you can see how your parents are taking care of you and trust that God is doing it even more.
如果是你是一位青少年的话，你可以看看你的父母是如何的照顾你的， 那你要相信呢，其实神呢做的甚至是更多的。
And so let's move on to the second narrative themes, the failures of God's people.
那我们可以呢继续往看第二方面的这个故事的这个主题，就是上帝子民的失败。
And serpents. Wow, there's so many serpents in the Old Testament.
那当然大家可能也留意到，在旧约里面提到了蛇，提到蛇是非常多次的。那为什么会有这么多次的提到蛇呢？
Apparently, there is an ancient religion of the serpent.
那当然可能在古代里面，有很多的这些宗教信仰都里面都有蛇出现。
And this ancient religion of the serpent is shared among different cultures.
当然，不同的文化里面都有这种都其实都有蛇这个出现。
Like if you see in Pharaoh's hat, this is an example. You see a serpent up there.
也所以大家会看到，其实比如说在法老的这个他的帽子上他头上面帽子装饰里面其实会有蛇。
And something that's closer to us, and you can think about this too, is the fact that in Genesis 3, it looks like before serpent's legs were chopped off, it had legs before.
那当大家也可以这样思考一下，就是说在创世纪的第三章里面是吧？当这个蛇的脚被割掉的时候，它好像是可能是有脚的。
Yeah, I didn't say that clearly because I think what happened in Genesis 3 is God said that you will just crawl. That means that before that, serpent didn't crawl before. That means they must have legs before.
Yeah, 所以呢，因为呢，在之前神说是吧？神说你以后只能在地上爬了。那这可能是暗示说在那之前，那个蛇可能是有脚的。
Yeah. And so this symbol of serpent with legs kind of spread out all cultures, and this one particular culture that we are pretty familiar with.
那当然，所以呢，这种呢就是有脚的蛇这种象征，其实在出现在很多的文化里面。那有一种文化可能是我们比较熟悉的。
Do you guys recognize this symbol?
大家看，认不认得这个图像？
So this is some archaeologists pointed to this as one of the evidences that the ancient dragon was actually a symbol of oppression.
所以呢，这个是说，有一些考古学家呢，也认为呢是这个，早期的这些龙的这些形象可能是一种压迫的这种象征。
So when God chopped off the legs of the serpent, it's basically a sign of saying God would deal with this evil.
所以当神呢把这个蛇的脚给去掉之后呢，它意味着神呢是要整治这个邪恶。
So let's read from Genesis chapter 3.
那我们可以一起来读创世纪的第三章。
Serpents explicitly appear at least 3 times in the history of Israel.
但在以色列的历史上呢，这个蛇呢至少出现过，很明确的出现过三次。
In Genesis 3, now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God actually say, You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?
耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不容你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Let me just say something parenthetically. That at this point, the man was standing right next to the woman.
那我可以可能讲一个假设的事情啊，可能在这时候，男人可能就刚刚好站在女人的身旁。
And the man was just standing there and did nothing, which is why later on the punishment was that men would toil in their work.
Yeah, 所以呢，但是呢，男人当时就在那里，其实他什么事情都没有做，这就为什么后来男人也受到了惩罚，要很辛苦的去劳作。
The next time is in Numbers 21 verses 4 to 9.
那第二次呢是在这个民数记的21章4到9节里面。
From the Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food.
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那边那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因为这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就怨是神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。
Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people.
于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。百姓到摩西那里说，我们怨言耶和华和你有罪了，求你祷告耶和华，叫这蛇离开我们。于是摩西为百姓祷告。
And the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live.
耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望着神就必得活。
Oh, sorry, I didn't, sorry. So this is where Jesus in John chapter 3 referred to right before that verse about so God loved the world.
那这就是说耶稣在这个约翰福音的第二章里面讲到的说神爱世人。
Yeah. And so Jesus was here to explicitly deal with the problem of the serpent.
所以耶稣来了就是真的就是要要对付这个蛇的问题。
Yeah. And the third place that we see is in 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 1 through 4.
那第三个地方我们看到讲到蛇的是在列王记下的十八章一到四节。
In the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah.
以色列王以拉的儿子何西亚第三年犹大王亚哈斯的儿子西西家登基，他登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷作王29年。他母亲名叫雅比，是撒加利亚的女儿。
And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He removed the high places and broke the pillars and cut down the Asherah. And he broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made.For until those days, the people of Israel had made offerings to it. It was called Nahushtan.
西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫一切所行的。他废去丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香。西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。
So not only did they worship the serpent, they also worshiped the serpent in unexpected ways.
所以当时他们呢不仅仅是崇拜蛇，而且是他们是以一些意想不到的方式来崇拜蛇。
This is the reason why the event of the golden calf is considered as a terrible event.
这就是为什么说这个金牛犊这件事情呢，其实是一件非常不好、非常可怕的事情。
It's a return to the worship of the serpent.
所以这个就是说，是又回归到了对这个对蛇的这个崇拜。
It became a pattern of all ungodliness.
所以就成为了这些就是 不属神的这些这些事情的一些象征。
People will pretend to worship God, but what they really want is to use this worship to benefit themselves.
那人们呢，其实是会假装是在崇拜神，其实呢，他其实呢是为了，其实是为了用通过这些崇拜来让自己获利。
So let's think about some applications.
那我们可以再想，我们再思考一些应用。
What are some serpents in our lives?
那在我们的生命中，有哪些是蛇呢？
Serpent is a symbol of power, but so is the cross.
那蛇它是个全能的象征，但是呢，十字架也是全能的象征。
Which idea of power do we believe? Is the power to control, or is it the power to love?
那我们是相信哪一种的全能的观念呢？是控制的全能呢，还是爱的全能？
So, the last part of the story is about God's future.
那最后一部分的这个故事，就一部分是讲到了是这个是神他所定的将来。
The history of Israel ended in failure and exile.
那当然，以色列人的历史最后是以这个失败还有被流放来这样的结局来结束的。
But the prophets kept on searching, and they realized that God had laid a different path from the beginning.
那当然，这些先知们就不断的在寻找，就是说神到底为我们定了一个什么样的道路。
And they realized that God had a different path from the very beginning.
那他们终于明白说，从一开始神其实就已经设了不同的道路。
They return to Genesis to the beginning and they discover two things.
那我们可以回到了这个创世纪的开始的部分。那这里呢会有，这里呢会涵盖了两个事情。
So there are two strands to pick up. One weird dude that doesn't show up that often, and one shiny dude that shows up everywhere.
那我们可以从两个角度来看这个事情。一个是说，这里可能是一个不太常出现的这样一个怪人，但是呢，另外一个角度是说，这里我们看到的是一个到处都出现的很耀眼、很闪亮的家伙。
Yeah. So the weird dude is what we call Melchizedek.
那这个奇怪的家伙呢，是我们叫他是麦基洗德。
It's like God knew it ahead of time.
那就好像是神其实早就知道了这个事情。
So in Genesis 14, verse 7 to 20, after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh, that is the king's valley. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High.
创世纪的14章17到20节，亚伯兰杀败基大老马和与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙威谷迎接他，沙威谷就是王谷。又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand.And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything.
他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主，至高的神赐福与亚伯兰，至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
People didn't really understand why this event was recorded.
那很多人都不太明白说为什么圣经里面可以记录了这件事情。
And there were paintings that depicted this meeting.
那还有就是有一些画作其实是描述了这个当时他们相遇的这个事情。
But when they were reflecting on the problems of Israel, David brought up Melchizedek.
那当他们在回想着这些以色列的问题的时候，大卫呢又再次提到了这个麦基洗德。
So David in Psalm 110, 1 and 4, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. And the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
在大卫在诗篇的110章一节还有四节里面说，耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。耶和华起的誓绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
So this was a very strange moment in the history of Israel.
那这个在以色列的历史上其实是一个比较奇怪的这样一个一个时刻。
Part of what makes it strange is it seems to undermine the priestly sacrificial system.
那其中一个有点奇怪的原因就是他们好像低估了他们这个I didn't get that one.
Oh yeah, that's okay. It seems like they were trying to overthrow the sacrificial system. 好像他们要把那个他们的这个这个献祭的这些系统啊，好像推翻的样子。
哦、oh, ，对对对 ，OK， 好，谢谢。Yeah.
Yeah, and this is why when Jesus brought this up to the priests, they didn't have anything to answer.
这是为什么说，耶稣就是有时候他就会用这个来质疑这些祭司们，但祭司们当时也没法回答。
Yeah, so it was a very strange thing at that time.
所以当时这是一个非常奇怪的事情。
And then there is this other thing about the Son of Man.
那还有当时就关于人子、哎、这个事情。
This is a painting about Ezekiel 1.
这个是Ezekiel 是以西结书是吧？
亚以西结书。
也以西结书里面的关于这个以西结书的一个图画。
Ezekiel 1 seems to depict the coming of God himself, but the way they depicted something that looks like God is actually as a human, a shiny human being.
那以西结书里面有描述到神再来，那当然这个图画里面呢是把神描绘成是一个真的是非常耀眼的这个人的形象。
So it's a reconsideration of what being a human in Genesis is really about.
所以呢，其实呢是更加的在提到了说在创世纪里面，就是作为一个人是到底是怎么回事。
So let's see. Let me read. So we've read this already. Let's read from Ezekiel chapter 1. There's a one shiny dude in there.So Ezekiel 1 verse 26 says, And above the expanse over their heads, there was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like sapphire, and seated above the likeness of a throne was a likeness of a human appearance.
所以在以西结书第一章里面，在他们头以上的苍穹之上，有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石，在宝座形象以上，有仿佛人的形状。
And upward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw as it were gleaming metal, like the appearance of a fire enclosed all around. And downward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and there was brightness all around him.
我见从他腰上有仿佛光耀的金金，周围都有火的形状，又见从他腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。
Like the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud on the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness all around. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard the voice of one speaking.
下雨的日子，云中虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样。这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。我一看见就匍匐在地，又听见一位说话的声音。
This is from the deepest meditation of Ezekiel, who is a prophet in the beginning of exile.
那以西结是当时一位先知，这是呢这样的描述是当他是做一个很深入的这个沉思的时候，他所写出来的描述。
And this happened because they just They were at the very beginning of their exile.
那这当时他们是刚刚开始被这个被大流放。
Yeah. So it's a little strange. And this shiny person also shows up in Daniel chapter 7. And I'll just read it for you. As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames. Its wheels were burning fire.
那当然这个耀眼的这个人呢，其实呢也出现在了但以理书里面第七章九到十四节。我为大家念一下。我观看，见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者。他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯净的羊毛。宝座来火焰，其轮来烈火。
A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were open.
从他面前有火像和发出侍奉他的有千万，有千千，在他面前势力的有万万。他坐着要行审判，案卷都展开了。
I looked then because of the sound of the great words that the horn was speaking. And as I looked, the beast was killed, and its body destroyed and given over to be burnt with fire.
那时我观看，见那兽因小脚说夸大话的声音被杀，身体损坏，扔在火中焚烧。
As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged for a season and a time.The Son of Man is given dominion. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a Son of Man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him.
其余的兽权柄都被夺去，生命却仍存留，直到所定的时候和日期。我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前。
And to him was given dominion and glory in the kingdom, and that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed.
得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去。他的国必不败坏。
This is the last stage.Of Israel's history, the rethinking of the idea of Messiah.
那这是以色列历史的最后的阶段呢，对弥赛亚的这个概念的反思。
We know this because in the book of Isaiah, from chapter 40 to 55, there was also a different idea of the Messiah.
那因为在以赛亚书的后半部分其实呢，对以赛亚呢，其实是有不同的这个定义的。
In the beginning of his Isaiah, Messiah seems to be about being a king.
那在一开始以赛亚书的一开始的部分呢，弥赛亚我看起来呢像是一位君王。
But from Isaiah 40 to the end, there is a new figure, a suffering servant.
但是呢，从以赛亚书的四十章以后，一直到这个结束，那开始呢，弥赛亚的形象开始就慢慢转变成是一位要受苦的这样一个王。
So because of these strange ideas, at the end of history of Israel, they didn't really have a conclusion.
所以就是因为说这个概念有一点的奇怪，所以呢，在古代的以色列里面，其实他们没有。并没有完全就说弥赛亚到底是怎么样子达成最后的这个结论。
So at this point, Israel doesn't really know where things will go. They have these scattered ideas of Son of Man, a new idea of a suffering Messiah, and it seems that God himself is coming.
所以在这个时期上，其实以色列是不知道事情会走向哪个方向的。他们有这样一些很分散的概念，人子，关于人子的概念。那这位呢，要受难的这样的弥赛亚，这个是一个对他们说是新的概念。那似乎意味着就是上帝要亲自的降临。
And Maybe I should also mention there was a moment when Jesus was being interrogated by the priests in the Gospels.
当然我也想再提到说，当然就是说，当在福音书里面，耶稣基督也是受到了这个这些祭司们的这个审讯。
That was right before he was about to be crucified.
那是在他要被钉十字架之前。
And he quoted specifically this passage about verse 13. Behold, with the cloud, there came like a son of man in coming with the clouds of heaven.
所以他当时特别提到了这段经文，就是说，有一位像人子的驾着天云而来。
And so the reason why the priests were so angry was not because he claimed to be the son of man.
当时祭司们非常的愤怒，但原因不是说是耶稣说自己是神的儿子。
It was actually because when he was being questioned, he was surrounded by the priests.
那其实他们祭司们的愤怒原因说，当耶稣基督在被审讯的时候，他当时是身边都是被这些祭司们所围绕着的。
So when he's quoting from verse 13, he was actually also saying, it's because you guys are like these beasts whose power will be taken away from you.
那当时当耶稣基督引用到这十三节这个经文的时候，他耶稣基督也同时就意味着说，也你们这些人在我周围就是这些兽，你们的这个权柄都要被夺去。
So there was a big confrontation between Jesus and the other thinkers in Israel.
所以当时真的就是在这个耶稣基督还有其他的这些以色列的领袖们之间呢，就有发生了非常大的冲突。
So most Israelites became devoted to the law.And some joined politics, and some became revolutionaries. But there was one person who rejected all these paths and combined all these ideas into one.
所以就是大多数以色列人当时就开始质疑这个律法。那有些人也参与了这个从政，但是有一些人也成为这个革命者。但是有一个人却拒绝了所有这些途径，还将这些想法呢组合成一个想法。
He believed that the suffering Messiah.The coming of God and the new human or new son of man are one and the same. And it's himself, Jesus Christ.
那他相信呢这个要受难的这位弥赛亚从上帝的降临还有新的这个人子其实都是一个人就是他自己就是耶稣基督。
So this is the Christian understanding of the New Testament.
那所以这个就是说基督徒对旧约的理解。
Do we believe this? Do we believe that to suffer for others is actually divine like Jesus believed?
那我们相信吗？我们是否相信说为他人受苦受难是神圣的？
Are we ready to be this new kingdom of priests?
那我们已经做好准备成为这个新的国度的祭司了吗？
Let this be a meditation for ourselves.
所以这个是说让我们可以作为自己我们要好好的沉思的一件事情。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for this gathering of this loving community.
亲爱的天父，感谢你真的让我们这样聚集在一起。
Thank you for your holy word, everything that has been planned by you.
感谢你赐给我们的神圣的话语，而且我们知道一切都是你所在你的计划之中。
I pray that as we learn to read the Bible, as we try to love one another,
那我们求神，当我们真的是要读你的话语，还有我们尝试去爱别人的时候，
You will reveal more and more of yourself into our lives.
真的是，你会真的是在我们，让我们在生命中可以看见，越来越多的看见你。
and help us become better suited ambassadors of the gospel.
那真的让我们可以成为更好的成为可以传播主的福音的人。
Help us become more like your son, Jesus Christ.
让我们更变得更像你的儿子我们的主耶稣基督。
And grant us the power of the Holy Spirit.
那赐给我们这个这个圣灵的这个全能。
And that's the power of love and forgiveness.
那就是这个爱和宽恕的全能。
We pray for all these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Amen.
Amen.